All right, so today we're diving into AI and compliance. Always a fascinating mix, you know. And we've got a really interesting stack of articles all about compliance GPT, and I'm really curious to unpack this with you.
Yeah, compliance GPT is definitely something that's caught my eye too.
I mean, you're obviously no stranger to the world of regulations, but this compliance GPT, it really does promise to be a game changer, especially with like GDPR and HIPAA and all these things that are constantly evolving.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, just the sheer volume of legal text involved in compliance is daunting, even for experts. And what's really interesting to me is how compliance GPT might be using like specific NLP techniques to kind of cut through all that noise.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking things like named entity recognition or sentiment analysis, things that go beyond just basic translation. Have your sources gone into detail on that at all?
Yeah, actually, one of the articles dives into how a multinational healthcare provider is using compliance GPT to manage the complexities of HIPAA in the U.S., GDPR over in Europe, and even Brazil's LGPD. So trying to keep track of all those regulations manually. Talk about a compliance headache, Chris.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Juggling multiple regulations across different regions. That's really where compliance GPT could shine. Not just in like, you know, identifying conflicts, but maybe even like predicting potential issues before they even arise.
Oh.
You know, instead of companies constantly playing catch up, they can become much more proactive.
Yeah. And that shift from reactive to proactive is something that has me so intrigued. But I also wonder, like, how much time and resources could this realistically save? Some of the articles mention increased efficiency, but have you seen any concrete examples of that, like, in action?
Yeah, there was a case study in one of the articles I was reading, a financial institution that implemented compliance GPT. And they reported a significant reduction in the time spent on, like, tasks like data mapping and policy review. Something like a 30% decrease, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah. And that freed up their compliance team to focus on, like, more strategic initiatives, risk assessment, things like that.
Wow, 30%. That's not just a marginal improvement. It really makes you think about how this could transform the way that compliance departments operate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine a compliance team that's not constantly bogged down by those routine tasks.
Yeah.
They could dedicate so much more time to building a true culture of compliance within their organization. Proactive risk management. It really could be a game changer.
It all sounds incredibly promising. But I'm also kind of curious about the potential drawbacks. You know, I know one article touches on the importance of data quality, but are there other concerns that we should be considering?
Yeah, data quality is crucial. Absolutely. If the data that's fed into compliance GPT is inaccurate or incomplete, the output's going to be unreliable. But another key point that the articles raise is the need for, you know, human oversight. Compliance GPT is a tool. It's not a replacement for human expertise.
Right. It kind of makes me think about that dynamic between AI and human compliance officers. You know, some people might worry about job security, but your sources seem to suggest that compliance GPT is more of an augmentation. Have you seen any examples of how that plays out practically? Maybe a case study of a company that's like successfully integrating this technology?
Yeah, one article mentioned a legal firm that's using compliance GPT to streamline their contract review process. So the AI will flag potential issues, highlight areas that need further scrutiny. But ultimately, it's the human lawyers who make the final call. They describe it as like having an incredibly efficient assistant that never gets tired.
That's a great analogy. An assistant that can handle the heavy lifting but still allows human experts to apply their judgment and experience. That's a powerful combination.
Exactly. And as the technology evolves, we'll likely see even more sophisticated forms of collaboration between AI and humans in the compliance space.
This is already getting my mind racing with possibilities. But before we get too carried away, there's one practical aspect I'm curious about.
I think I know where you're going with this. Implementation?
You read my mind.
How do companies actually go about adopting compliance GPT?
Exactly. The articles mention, you know, choosing the right platform and aligning it with specific needs. But I'm wondering if there are any like best practices emerging for this process.
Yeah, there was a section in one of the articles dedicated to successful implementation strategies. And they emphasize the importance of a phased approach, you know, starting with a pilot project, carefully selecting that initial use case, and ensuring buy-in from all stakeholders.
That makes sense. It's not just about plugging in the technology and hoping for the best. It requires careful planning and integration.
Absolutely. And it also requires a willingness to adapt and learn as the technology evolves. You know, compliance GPT is still a relatively new field, and we're all on a learning curve here.
This all kind of begs the question, what does the future hold for Compliance GPT and its role in shaping the world of compliance? One article suggests it's just the tip of the iceberg.
It's fascinating to think about. You know, we've talked about efficiency and proactive compliance, but what about using Compliance GPT to predict future regulatory trends? Or to create a truly globalized approach to compliance. The potential is vast.
And it raises some intriguing questions.
Questions about how AI will change the way we work, how it'll impact the legal profession, and how we ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. This is just the beginning of a much larger conversation.
A conversation that we'll continue to explore in just a bit.
Stay with us. You won't want to miss this. So we were just talking about like the potential of Compliance GPT to like reshape the future of compliance, even predicting regulatory trends. It's mind-blowing. But before we leap too far ahead, I'm curious about the immediate challenges companies might face as they adopt this technology.
Yeah, one challenge that comes up repeatedly in these articles is integration. You know, it's not simply a matter of plugging in Compliance GPT. And watching it work its magic, companies need to think about how it fits into their existing systems, their data infrastructure, their workflows.
Right. That makes sense. And I imagine there's a learning curve involved, not just for the compliance team, but for everyone who interacts with the system.
Absolutely. One article highlights the importance of training and change management. You know, Compliance GPT, it changes the way people work. And that requires a shift in mindset. It's about helping employees understand the benefits, addressing their concerns, and providing the necessary support to make that transition smooth.
Right. It's almost like introducing a new team member, except this one happens to be powered by AI. And speaking of teams, I'm curious about the impact on the compliance profession itself. We talked about augmentation, but will Compliance GPT change the skill set required for compliance officers?
Well, one article delves into that specifically. And it kind of paints this fascinating picture. It suggests that compliance professionals will need to become more tech savvy, understanding not just the regulations themselves, but also how AI interprets and applies them.
So less about like manually combing through legal documents and more about understanding how the AI arrives at its conclusions, being able to analyze its output.
And making strategic decisions based on that.
Exactly. It's a shift towards a more analytical and strategic role. Compliance officers will need to be able to interpret the AI's insights, identify potential biases, and ensure that the technology is being used responsibly. Right. It's like becoming an AI whisperer, understanding its strengths and limitations, and guiding it to achieve the desired outcomes. But this also brings up another point mentioned in the articles, the importance of transparency. You know, if AI is making recommendations that impact compliance decisions, how do we ensure that those recommendations are explainable and auditable?
That's a critical question.
Yeah.
And one that the articles address head on. They emphasize the need for AI systems that are not just accurate, but also transparent. You know, compliance officers need to be able to understand the logic behind the AI's recommendations, trace its reasoning back to the source data, and demonstrate that process to regulators if necessary.
You're right. It's not enough for the AI to be right. We need to understand why it's right. And that requires a level of transparency that goes beyond traditional compliance practices.
Exactly. It's about building trust, not just in the technology itself, but in the entire AI-powered compliance process.
And that trust is essential, especially when you consider the potential consequences of getting it wrong. We've talked about fines and reputational damage, but are there other risks associated with relying on AI for compliance?
Yeah, one concern that comes up is the potential for over-reliance. You know, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that AI has all the answers. But as we've discussed, human oversight is still crucial. Compliance officers need to retain their critical thinking skills, challenge the AI's recommendations when necessary, and ultimately be accountable for the final decisions.
Right. It's like having a co-pilot in the cockpit. The AI can assist with navigation and automation, but the human pilot is still in command, responsible for the safety of the flight.
That's a great analogy. And it highlights the importance of maintaining that balance between AI and human expertise.
We've covered a lot of ground here, from implementation challenges to the evolving role of compliance officers and the importance of transparency. But there's one aspect we haven't touched on yet that I think is particularly intriguing.
The competitive advantage.
Exactly. If companies are using AI to streamline compliance, could this actually become a differentiator in the marketplace?
Well, one article explores this idea, suggesting that AI-powered compliance could become a source of competitive advantage. Companies that embrace the technology early on could gain an edge in terms of efficiency, agility, and risk management.
So it's not just about ticking the compliance box anymore. It's about leveraging AI to build a stronger, more resilient business. That's a powerful shift in perspective.
And it's a shift that's likely to accelerate as AI technology continues to advance.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing this wave of innovation in the compliance space.
Yeah.
And that's only going to continue.
It makes you wonder what the compliance landscape will look like in 5 years, in 10 years. What new possibilities will emerge? What challenges will we need to address?
Those are questions that we'll continue to grapple with as AI reshapes the world around us. But one thing is clear. The future of compliance is inextricably linked to the future of AI.
It's a fascinating and rapidly evolving landscape, and we're only just beginning to explore its potential.
Speaking of exploration, we've barely scratched the surface of what compliance GPT can do. There are so many more fascinating aspects to uncover.
I'm already eager to dive deeper. Stay tuned, folks, because the most intriguing part of our deep dive is just ahead. So we've been talking about the competitive edge compliance GPT could give companies. I'm also kind of thinking about the bigger picture, you know, like the impact on the entire regulatory landscape.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. One article even speculates that like widespread adoption of compliance GPT could lead to more standardized regulations. Well,
across different regions.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction. But it kind of makes sense, though, right? If AI is helping companies navigate all these complexities, maybe it could also help lawmakers create more consistent and harmonized regulations in the first place.
Right. It's a fascinating possibility. Imagine a world where compliance isn't such a tangled web of like regional variations.
Yeah.
It could streamline international business, reduce friction, and maybe even foster greater collaboration. Yeah. It's almost like compliance GPT could be a catalyst for a more unified global approach to regulation. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There are still plenty of hurdles to overcome.
Right, absolutely. One article cautions against expecting a regulatory utopia overnight. You know, there are political considerations, economic factors, even cultural differences that influence how regulations are developed and enforced. AI can't solve all those problems on its own.
Right. It's a reminder that technology is only part of the equation. Human judgment, collaboration, and a willingness to adapt are just as important. But speaking of adaptation, I'm curious about your thoughts on the long-term implications for the legal profession. Will lawyers need to become AI experts to stay relevant?
That's a question that a lot of legal professionals are grappling with right now, and the articles offer some intriguing perspectives. One suggests that while AI will automate certain legal tasks, it will also create new opportunities. For example, lawyers with expertise in AI ethics, data privacy, or algorithmic bias could be in high demand.
Right. It's like any technological disruption. It changes the landscape, creates new challenges, but it also opens up these new avenues for specialization and growth.
Precisely. And it emphasizes the importance of continuous learning and professional development. Lawyers who embrace AI and adapt their skill sets will be well positioned to thrive in this evolving landscape.
Yeah, it's fascinating to think about the ripple effects of this technology. You know, we've talked about compliance regulations, the legal profession. What about the individual? How will compliance GPT impact consumers like you and me?
That's an important question, and one that's often overlooked in the discussion of AI and compliance. One article touches on the potential benefits for consumers, suggesting that AI-powered compliance could lead to greater transparency and accountability from companies.
Oh, so instead of being bombarded with like confusing terms and conditions, we might actually understand how our data is being used and have more control over our privacy.
That's the hope. AI could help translate complex legal language into plain English, empowering consumers to make informed decisions about their data and their digital interactions.
It would be a welcome change. But it also raises questions about how we as individuals need to adapt to this new landscape. Do we need to become more tech literate to navigate the world of AI-powered compliance?
It's certainly something to consider. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, understanding the basics of how it works, its limitations, and the ethical implications will be increasingly important.
Yeah. It's like learning a new language, the language of AI. And the more fluent we become, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the complexities of the digital world.
Exactly. And that's why conversations like this are so important. The more we understand about AI, its potential, and its challenges, the better prepared we'll be to shape its future in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. This deep dive into compliance GPT has been eye-opening, to say the least. We've gone from the nitty-gritty of legal text analysis to the broader implications for business law and even our individual lives.
It's been a thought-provoking journey. And I hope our listeners have found it as stimulating as we have.
I think they have, and I hope it encourages them to continue exploring this topic. to stay curious, to ask questions, and to be active participants in shaping the future of AI. After all, the future is not something that happens to us. It's something we create together.
Couldn't agree more. So, to our listeners out there, keep diving deep, keep learning, and keep asking the tough questions. The world of AI is full of possibilities, and it's up to all of us to explore them responsibly and ethically.
And until next time, happy diving.